Yeah, I think it's been a huge effort, Colin, to get the services mobilised and ready for 28th of July. We only had 10 weeks from when the Arriva announcement took place to get things going. So, 10 weeks goes by pretty quickly when you're trying to mobilise a huge number of bus services like this. So it has been a monumental effort from our team to get everything mobilised. We've obviously recruited a lot of staff, bought a lot of new vehicles, painted quite a few of those vehicles, not all of them, but also had to go through all the route training for all the new drivers as well, and obviously work out how we're going to park them all at the depot and how we're going to maintain them all and work on them as well. So yeah, lots to have got done during that 10 weeks. We got through a good chunk of it. There is still a bit of work to do in terms of getting vehicles painted and finished off, which we'll be working on over the summer. But generally, I think it went as well as could be expected, really, in the circumstances.
It must be such a huge logistical challenge, because I think, as far as the public are concerned, they knew that the Arriva service was stopping on Saturday, and you were taking it over on the Sunday.
That's right, and really, that's the challenge with this, is to make things above the waterline sort of look as smooth as possible, if you like, while we're paddling away furiously underneath, Colin. And that's kind of what we've been doing. And really, the people I was speaking to in the bus station on Sunday and on Monday were, seemed pretty positive about the services. They were happy their buses turned up. They were nice. In many cases, nicer vehicles than were operating previously for the other operator, and they weren't seeing all the effort we were putting into to doing that. It was going along nicely, which is kind of what we want from their perspective. So yeah, lots of work going on behind the scenes, but generally, to the customers, the buses have been running, and that's what we wanted them to see.
It does look really nice, doesn't it? Just to see all those, all the red buses just in the bus station.
Oh yeah, it really does, and actually, it was really nice on Monday, because the former owner of Carousel, who established the company in the early 2000s, Steve Burns, he still lives in the local area. He came down actually and had a look at how things were going for a while with us, and he was actually helping some customers in the bus station himself. As part of that, he had one of his old Carousel uniforms on, and it was quite an emotional moment for some of the guys who've worked for us for many years, and obviously worked with Steve when he was the managing director of Carousel. For them to see the whole bus station full of red buses was really an emotional time for them, and they were really very proud of that.
So what's it been like introducing the new routes and the new services, and, as you say, recruiting new staff?
Yes, we've actually we've got a two-phased approach to recruiting new staff. We had a couple of open days up at the Holiday Inn, where we met lots of the Arriva drivers who were at risk of redundancy from Arriva, and we also had quite a lot of other drivers come in to see us, including lots of people who wanted to train to be bus drivers. So that's been great, and the pipeline of new drivers is never been bigger, to be honest, Collins. So lots of trainees making their way through the system. With the Arriva drivers, as you would expect, a lot of them wanted to take some holiday over the summer, particularly if they were getting redundancy payments and things like that. So they're going to be gradually coming into service over the coming weeks. We've got about over 40 of them recruited, but they, most of them weren't starting on the first day. I think we've got three or four of them driving on the road as of today, but we'll see more and more of them coming onto the road in coming weeks. Obviously, they do need to be trained on the routes that Carousel previously operated. So in the meantime, we've also got a number of sort of loan drivers who are with us from some of our other group companies. There's some of those are staying up in the hotels up at Crestix as well, up at Holiday Inn, and they've been doing their training over the last few weeks, so we're ready for the first day. And obviously, as more and more of the newer Arriva drivers and new drivers to our business come onto stream, we'll start to reduce down the number of loan drivers, and some of those guys who are staying away from home can return home, and safe in the lodge. It's been a job well done for them in getting network mobilised. So that was the best way of doing it, really. I think there was no alternative because of the time of year that we were taking over. It is a time that people do like taking holidays, and certainly, if you've got some redundancy money behind you, people have liked to take the opportunity to do that, and maybe have a few weeks off over the summer, enjoy the good weather.
No, absolutely. And it must be very tricky to, sort of incorporate, as you say, some of the new routes, and the service numbers have changed, and some of the bays have changed in the bus station as well.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, so that was something we were keen to do, and obviously we remember back in October last year when Arriva did change all the service numbers. We know people found that really confusing, and then they just sort of got used to it. And obviously, we've now changed them all back to what they were before. So we did have to do a bit of answering some questions of customers. We've had lots of leaflets available, so we've produced some timetable leaflets, which is something Arriva haven't done for many years. We've got a Wickham Bus Company Carousel leaflet, which has got all the local routes available, and we've also got a Carousel Country leaflet, which has got all the kind of longer distance routes. Copies of those are available in the bus station if people want to come pick them up. We've got some special shippers in there that have got the leaflets on display. And also what we've done is we've put timetable leaflets and maps on every stand in the bus station. So every route now has its own dedicated stand in the bus station. Again, some of those have changed around. So we've had quite a bit of education to do with customers, just telling them, you know, Booker now departs from stand number 12, Lane N now departs from stand number 10, etc. For them to get used to. Most of them have been quite positive about that, because obviously people did appreciate the cross-town links that operated before, when, you know, when the 32 used to go from Booker to Micklefield, it now does again. The same with the 33 now goes across from Totteridge to Castlefield. And people, a lot of people do make use of those and ride across the bus station and go to the other side of town on without changing buses. So people can do that again now. That's been quite well received from customers, but has taken a bit of getting used to, because the service numbers have all changed. Obviously, you've got 33 running from two different stands in the bus station, depending on which direction it's going, and the same for the 32. So most people have understood that quite quickly once we've explained it, and all the publicity that's around in the bus station has really helped them. But obviously, with any change like that, a major change of this nature, we need to make sure we have people on hand to answer questions and help people.
And have you almost had a list, if you like, of things that were, you know, done previously in a certain way and that you'd like to improve?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but I mean, we've still got a fair bit of work to do on that. I mean, I think we've managed to get some of the frequencies up on the services from the first day. Like I said to you last time we spoke, Colin, we obviously got the some of the frequencies that had dropped down a bit with the revert, and that now enhanced. And we're going to be doing some more enhancements from the 1st of September, which I'm pleased to say. There is going to be an improvement in a frequency between Marlow and High Wycombe and Henley and High Wycombe. That's going to go up to every 20 minutes, all the way through to Reading, actually, from the 1st of September. We're going to look at a few more services to Maidenhead as well, looking to bring that in on Sundays, some improvements as well on the Bourne End corridor also. So there's a few good improvements of things that we identified already that were needing to be sorted ready for the start of the new school term. And I think I mentioned a couple of those the last time I came on. So but those are now all confirmed, and we'll be putting them on the website in the next couple of days. So if people keep an eye on the website, they'll find out what the plans are for services for back to school. And we managed to launch a few new school buses as well for the, further in the south of the county. There's a new one for the Chalfonts that we've registered to. So yeah, there's a couple of bits we've been able to do. We're probably thinking the next round of changes probably be after Christmas now, once we get a bit more data on how the network's going to perform once we do get back to school, and then that can inform us on what our next round of improvements will be.
And does it feel overall that, like, it's gone really well? And I guess, you know, like anything, you'll have had some teething problems initially.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, and yeah, the guys have been working very long hours actually this week at the depot to make sure that everything's okay. One of the challenges we've got, Colin, is at the moment we're parking all the new buses in an overspill parking yard next to the depot. So we were able to obtain a temporary parking yard from the council, which is just between Morrison's and our depot in High Wycombe. But obviously you can't drive buses between the two yards without going out onto the main road, and there's no fueling and washing facilities in that overspill yard. It is just parking. So what we found is the capacity at the depot has been quite stretched, and we've had to be thinking quite carefully about the jigsaw puzzle of how we get the buses into the depot clean, fueled, washed, parked up in the right place, and they're running out from the right place in the morning. So we've had quite a lot of late nights and early mornings this week, just honing that down and getting a bit more on top of that. As the week's gone on, we've got better with that, so that's been good. And then there's been a few things like some of the diversionary routes that we have. So, you know, on the 800s, for example, where some of the journeys go via Dunsdon Green and Binfield Heath, we've missed those out a couple of times and not gone via Dunsdon Green and Binfield Heath. It's inevitable, unfortunately, that you do get some of those issues when people have learned so many routes in such a short space of time. When they then get let loose on them, you do get the odd issue with that. But then, but really, that's all to be expected. Really, you know, we haven't been cancelling journeys or anything like that, really, in any great quantity. So the mileage has been operating, and we've seen the customers travelling in good numbers. So far, quite encouraging.
And great, as you say, initially you've had overall positive feedback from customers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I spoke to lots of them myself, Colin, in the bus station on Sunday and on Monday when I was down there. And generally, I think people have noticed that the bus station's looking a bit lighter and brighter with all the new publicity. Every stand's got the maps and the timetables on it. And also, when you're in the building, before you go out onto the bays, you've got the maps and timetables there as well with all the carousel branding on them. So that's good. People have kind of noticed that. They've noticed there's some buses with fresh coats of paint and that are looking quite spick and span. So they're liking that as well. And I think in the last days of Arriva, some of the mileage was not really operating, a lot of journeys being cancelled. So again, we're we're not doing that. So people have been generally pleased about that as well. So yeah, in general, I think the feedback from customers has been, good luck to you all. Thanks for taking the routes over, and they're very supportive of what we're doing. So yeah, so there is a lot of goodwill there. So we do respect that. We realise that's not something we're being given for free, and we do need to live up to that. So so that's something we're keen to ensure that we do.
I'm really great that I'm sure people will be encouraged that, they'll be getting better customer service and a better experience as well.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's certainly some of the feedback we've heard. Obviously, we've got we've got a much better app than Arriva, and I think people do appreciate that in terms of being able to track the buses and see where things are. We've got generally better ticket machines, and people can see the tracking working on our buses a lot better than with Arriva, and also obviously the publicity. A lot of people have been taking those leaflets from the bus station. Lots of good feedback on those. We've got a separate one for the 800-850 services as well that people have found quite useful. And obviously we've only just recently been enhancing the services down to Heathrow, so they're running every 30 minutes now, which I think was only just about to happen the last time we spoke. And again, had some good positive feedback on that. Some of the green buses for the Flightline 102 service have started to come into service now, which are obviously a lot nicer than some of the ones they're replacing. So we are taking up the opportunity here to get some of the older buses out of the fleet and have a more modern fleet than what we have had. So that's all been noticed by the customers as well. So yeah, generally I think positive feedback. Like I say, not perfect at the moment. Lots of work to do, but we are every day this week has gone by. This week we've been getting stronger, I feel quite positive about the future.
And important to you that sustainability is a good part of your goals as well.
Oh yes, absolutely. And I think one thing with this change now, Colin, is that we can start to think about the future and potentially bringing electric buses to High Wycombe. I think up to now, the council has actually been quite keen to see us bringing in lower emission vehicles. Obviously, we've managed to do that with the fleet that we've brought in. We've got a lot more of the modern Euro 6 vehicles in there now. But the council was quite keen to see electric vehicles being brought in as well. In general, in Wycombe, they are more suitable to the shorter routes around the town than the longer routes that we used to run at Carousel primarily before the change. So, and obviously with Arriva having been maybe looking a bit wobbly for a period of time, we were very mindful that we needed to be planning carefully for any electrification, and we needed to be understanding where were we going to be running our services from, and was Arriva going to still be around before we would make such a big commitment. So I think next time that there is some government funding being offered to support electrification of buses, I think we'll be keen to work with Buckinghamshire on that. I've already spoken to them about that and made that clear. So as and when the next round of government funding comes out, that'll certainly be something we'll be looking to do, and the knowledge we've gained from the Oxford experience of rolling out electric buses and seeing that over in Wycombe, hopefully.
And does it feel like, as well, with the improved service, then people will be more likely and more attracted to using this form of public transport locally?
Yeah, that's exactly what we hope, Colin. We do recognise that the network's going to take a bit of time to recover. It wasn't in a good place. There's a reason why Arriva left, and the services were at risk. So there is going to have to be a bit of time of building people's trust back in the bus network, and then them really feeling that the service has got better, and therefore it's something they want to use more and place reliance on. That will take a period of months. So like I say, that's why we're going to need a few sort of iterations of building up the timetables and getting the frequencies back to where they need to be. As we do that, we hope to see people come with us on that, and the footfall on the services reflect the fact that the service is getting better. And if that happens, we're in a virtuous circle, Colin. The more we see people use the buses, the better we can make the service, and the better vehicles we can get, the more frequency we can operate, and that's what we want to see. So certainly encouraged by the level of usage that people have seen in the first few days, that lots of people have given us a go. They've come out to support us, and there's been a lot of people coming to talk to us in the bus station and around. So really appreciate that, and hopefully we don't disappoint.
And do you have further plans for improvements sort of long term as well?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely we do. And really we're going to be guided by the data on that, Colin. We're going to have to see, well, which routes are looking like they need the frequency increases and which ones don't. And we'll take it from there as we get the data. I think summer holidays is traditionally like a quieter time for bus travel in High Wycombe anyway. So from that point of view, maybe it's a good time to take over because it lets us get things sorted out before we do have the big back to school rush in September. But once we get into September, that's the busy time with everyone back to school and college and all that, and people back from holidays as well, and a full, people going into work full tilt. So we'll get a good idea from the autumn of how things are looking with that next round of improvements from the 1st of September that we bring in. And that that can guide us to what we do next. But yes, yeah, you have my word, Colin, and so do all the users. But I welcome that we'll be keeping a close eye on the data, looking to see how people are using the services and working with the council and making sure that we provide the network that people in High Wycombe want to see.
And will customers be able to get help and advice at their bus station itself? Because I know that was an issue with the previous operator, that there wasn't really a facility really for people to go and get help.
No, we are definitely looking at that at the moment, Colin. We have got a role budgeted to have a person stationed down at the bus station. We haven't managed to find the right person for it yet. And obviously the people that we have got quite a lot of our managers at the moment still being tied up on training of new recruits, and that will carry on for a good few weeks yet. But we have been sending some of our office staff down the bus station. As I say, I myself have been down there a couple of days this week, and I know some of the other guys from our commercial team have been down there as well. The idea is that we won't have people hiding in an office. It will be a role that's visible on the concourse at the bus station for people to talk to, rather than sort of have to go up to a window or something. And we're also working with the Eden Centre to try and take over the offices that Arriva previously had at the bus station, because they do have quite a number of offices sort of in the middle there of the bus station that go upstairs, and they've got driver brake facilities and all that kind of stuff there as well. We're looking at whether we can take that over. Obviously Arriva do need to give it up first, which they haven't done so far, but I've got some meetings booked in with them and their agents over the coming days, hopefully to get that sorted, because it'll be appreciated by our drivers, but also allow some of our operational staff to have a presence at the bus station, as well as the bus station control role, which will be primarily based on the concourse.
So where can we find out more?
Right. Well, I would keep an eye on our website, Colin, as I say. So www.carouselbuses.co.uk. If people keep an eye on that, that there will soon be the changes for the 1st of September will be being published on there imminently. They've all been approved now by the council. So, but before the end of the week, you'll see those go live. We've still got a number of job vacancies outstanding, so if people want to come and join us, they can definitely do that as well. And we will be down at the bus station regularly over the coming days. So if people want to come up to see us, come and see us, pick up a leaflet, ask us any questions they want to about the services, and we'll be pleased to help. Because we obviously do want people to make use of the services. They can obviously also call us at the depot. We do have the pick me up service running Monday to Friday. The phones are always manned while that service is operating as well. So if people want to give us a ring and ask questions, they can do that too. So yeah, really, really welcome any way people want to get in touch with us.
And just finally, what would be the main message you'd like to get across to people about, almost a week after you've taken over the service?
Yes, yeah, so I would just want to say, well, thanks to everyone for the support that they've given us in helping to mobilise the services. Thanks a lot for all the messages of goodwill and support that people have given us out at the bus station. Thanks for coming out to give us a try as well. Anyone who hasn't come and give us a try yet, look forward to seeing you on the services soon. We're not taking the goodwill for granted that you've given to us. We do really respect that, and we are going to be working hard to get the bus network for High Wycombe back to where it needs to be. So thanks to everyone, and look forward to seeing you on board soon.
It's a real pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Colin.